trial after separate court appearances in the U.S. One suspect, a New York musician, was relaxed and smiling at his hearing today. The other, a Florida doctor, said he had not yet hired an attorney. Neither defendant has entered a plea, and a hearing is scheduled in June. A new audio tape claims to be a message from Abu Musab al-Zarqawi to Osama bin Laden. Al-Zarqawi heads the major insurgent group in Iraq. The voice on the tape claiming to be Zarqawi tells bin Laden he was injured in a fight with U.S. troops, but now is in good health. The speaker says he sent a war plan to bin Laden and is awaiting guidance. There's no way to verify the voice on the recording actually belongs to Zarqawi. It was found on a website frequently used by militant Islamic groups. George Bush is calling recent charges about U.S. mistreatment of terror suspects absurd. He says the allegations about American interrogators at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, were made by prisoners with a grudge against the U.S. At his White House news conference today, Bush says the violence still taking place in Iraq on a daily basis is the work of what he called a group of frustrated and desperate people, but he says Iraq's new government is capable of dealing with them. Bush also said he will press forward with a Social Security overhaul plan and other second-term priorities. He also acknowledged the White House is making plans for a potential vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. The Arthur Andersen Company saying that it found vindication in today's Supreme Court ruling overturning its conviction for obstruction of justice. A spokesman says the accounting firm is pleased the ruling acknowledges the injustice, and they added the decision represents an important step in removing an unjustified cloud over the professionalism and integrity of the people of Arthur Andersen. The Big Five accounting firm was found guilty back in 2002 of destroying documents related to the Enron Corporation before the energy company collapsed into bankruptcy. In a unanimous opinion, the Supreme Court justices said the jury instructions at the trial were too vague and too broad for the members of the jury to actually determine correctly whether Andersen obstructed justice. This is Air America Radio News.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, You demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for checking in. It is about 7 minutes past the hour on this day after Memorial Day. It is Tuesday, the 31st of May. Is it 31st today? Yeah, it is the 31st. We have some clips tonight of George W. Bush from his press conference today that you have to hear. You just have to. He must have taken an extra moron pill this morning before he got out there and talked. By the way, today is the 30th day. It's been 30 days now since the Times of London. Since the Times of London, not the Times of New York or the Post of Washington or the Examiner of San Francisco, but the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out the plans by the Bush crime family. We're starting a war based on absolute lies. 1,664 Americans have been killed in Bush's war. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and hands and arms and eyes blown off or blown out. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. So the question, why isn't the liberal American media reporting here on day 30, on the front page of every newspaper, and why is it not the lead on every television newscast, this story of the Bush atrocity? And why is the liberal American media not demanding the resignation of this crime family the way they demanded the resignation of Bill Clinton? Did you notice today, for those of you who watched Bush's press conference, not a single question regarding the Downing Street memo? Nothing. This putrid agreement between the whorish American media and this crime family to avoid the essential questions, the questions that go to the very core of the criminality of this cabal that runs this country now, that agreement stinks. Brian from Texas emailed in, okay, I think I finally get it. The news is going into overdrive about Deep Throat, a story from the Nixon years, yet the Downing Street memo gets little to zero mention on anything beyond a few Air America radio programs. We have to go back to the Nixon years to find criminal activity worthy of discussion? We need to go that far back for a shining example of U.S. media and investigative journalism? I get it, Brian writes. I am in bizarro world. The right-wing cabal tells us down is up and up is down, and just about everyone buys it. It was a high crime and misdemeanor to them that a Democratic president got blanked in the White House by Monica. The last Deep Throat the media cared about, sorry, Brian writes, you know, someone was going to go there, so I decided to get it over with. But Bush blanked 1,664 troops who are now dead. 12,350 who are now wounded, and who knows how many innocent Iraqis and Afghans, all based on a lie we can prove with the Downing Street memo as a smoking gun. But who cares? No big deal. No investigation, no inquiry, no impeachment, no high crime or misdemeanor. The big news is from Watergate. Well, Brian, thanks, Brian. I certainly share your frustration. I was watching some MSNBC tonight as all these former crime syndicate members, everybody from Alexander Haig to Pat Buchanan to this singularly creepy Charles Colson, the one who went to prison and found Christ behind a portable toilet or something and decided to start a prison ministry, right? Colson just gives me the willies every time I see him. I swear to God, he makes me think of someone who eats human flesh. I can't get away from it. But there they all are, all parading out there. Even John Dean, who has, in my opinion, redeemed himself. But there they all are, all these old white men, wrinkled and gray and ugly looking and pockmarked and some of them just a short stone's throw from death themselves, commenting on the comments of 91-year-old W. Mark Felt. And by the way, the Post now has confirmed all of this. Woodward Bernstein and Ben Bradley, they all confirmed, yep, he's the guy. The only thing about this story that interests me, there's only one thing that interests me, and that's why I'm going to drop it right now. The only thing that interests me is the fact that this was a secret that was kept in Washington, D.C. and in the national media for 31 years. Which only means one thing. Bob Novak was never told about it. Son of a bitch. Moving on to things more contemporary, on Friday in San Francisco, Condoleezza Rice, the Sunday school teacher who somehow finds herself as Secretary of State, gave a speech. And the speech was interrupted by demonstrators, including the ubiquitous Medea Benjamin. This woman, if I weren't married, I swear to God, I would want to hang out with her, just travel around. This is a woman who gets more done and pushes the faces of the powerful into more cow pies than anyone I can think of recently. She's right up there with Abby Hoffman, right? If Medea would have been alive back in the 60s and 70s, oh my God. But she was one of the demonstrators. It says here, according to Reuters news agency, amid tight security at San Francisco's Davies Symphony Hall, three women and one man pulled on black hoods and cloaks and stood on their seats, acting out the scene caught in one of the photographs of abuse that undermined U.S. prestige abroad. Isn't that an interesting way to put it? Acting out one of the photographs of abuse that undermined U.S. prestige abroad. That undermined U.S. prestige abroad. U.S. prestige. That's what that's about? Rice initially continued her speech on American foreign policy under President Bush, but paused when the protesters shouted, "Stop the torture, stop the killing, U.S. out of Iraq," as police led them out of the auditorium. The crowd applauded as the protesters were taken from the hall. They applauded that the brown shirts were there, the power of the state was there to shut down legitimate, righteous dissent against a murderess who is standing at the podium talking about the righteousness of the murder she helps perpetrate. And the crowd applauded the removal of the demonstrators. Sieg Heil. Medea Benjamin said they were kept in police custody for about an hour and a half and then released with a misdemeanor citation. She says, "We feel we made our point." Yeah. Okay. I was sent this via email. Jim Garrison had an interview in Playboy in October 1967. You remember Jim Garrison? Since we are going all the way back to Watergate, let's go back a little bit further to the assassination of JFK. Jim Garrison had a quote, and I'll share it with you when we come back right after this break. Stick around. We have just a hell of a lot to cover tonight, all right? A long way to go, and you're going to find it all will set your teeth on edge to a degree that you might not be comfortable with. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I'm plenty capable of conducting foreign policy for the United States in a way that reflects positively on my nation.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A 3-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want
George W. Bush would be coming.
This is what you're talking about.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, Jim Garrison, in one of the famous Playboy interviews, this is October 1967, this was sent to me by one of our listeners, and Garrison, who was the district attorney in New Orleans, who brought one of the criminal lawsuits against one of the alleged conspirators in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, a conspirator who was ultimately found innocent. Or no, let me rephrase, who's found not guilty. You can't find someone innocent. They are innocent unless they're proven guilty. So they were found not guilty. Garrison was absolutely convinced that the country was in danger. Well, here's what he said back in 67. We are in great danger of slowly evolving into a proto-fascist state. It will be a different kind of fascist state from the one the Germans evolved. Theirs grew out of depression and promised bread and work, while ours, curiously enough, seems to be emerging from prosperity. But in the final analysis, it's based on power and the inability to put human goals and human conscience above the dictates of the state. Of course, you can't spot this trend, but the test is, what happens to the individual who dissents? In Nazi Germany, he was physically destroyed. Here, the process is more subtle, but the end result can be the same. Huey Long once said, fascism will come to America in the name of anti-fascism. I'm afraid, based on my own experience, that fascism will come to America in the name of national security. Good God. That was, what, 38 years ago he said that? I don't know how... How some of you relate to huge chunks of time passing. I'm of that age now where I can look back and remember things from 30, 40, 45, 50 years ago. When I think back to the assassination of Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson going on television one summer night in 1960, I think it was four or five, maybe it was five, talking about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Wayne Morse, Democrat from Oregon, voting no. Watergate. Judge John Sirica. All of those events that were just in the moment, just profoundly disturbing. The Cuban Missile Crisis, which is when I bought my first gun for protection. They were so profoundly disturbing, those events. And somehow the Republic held, didn't it? I mean, we got through, although the trend was toward more and more consolidation of power in the executive branch. Democrats as guilty of that as Republicans, not to the same extent, but certainly to some extent. And let's not forget that no matter how you slice it, Democrats are the good guys and Republicans are murderous, dishonest bastards. So, when I read something from Jim Garrison, a quote from Garrison back in 67, or I see all day long today, the revelation of Deep Throat. And I think about the movie Deep Throat that donated the title to this guy. And what what a joke that was, right? Deep throat. Linda Lovelace? I don't know. I don't know. It's just when those huge chunks of time, you know, some event like what happened today, the guy's 91 years old, and apparently he's starting to sink beneath the weight of his own life. And doesn't know, nor does his family, how much longer he'll be alive. I mean, what the hell? He's 91. But when I think about, here's this guy, 91 years old, and it seems like not so long ago at all, when I was driving around South Georgia, working in a little business that I had with a couple of friends, listening to NPR, listening to the Watergate hearings, the Senate Select Committee on Watergate. This seems like a couple of weekends ago. Jesus. Now it's Ford Motor Company. You remember we told you last week that the psychopaths at the American Family Association, the destroyers of Christianity, another one of these anti-Christian groups, anti-Christ groups, I should say. They're very pro-Christian, but they're anti-Christ. They declared last week victory over Walt Disney Company and decided to end their boycott. Well, now they're going after Ford Motor Company. That's right. They're going after Ford Motor Company. These psychopaths say that Ford Motor Company is the company which has done the most to affirm and promote the homosexual lifestyle. Really? Is that right? Ford Motor Company. Gee. I drive a Ford. I'm going to go buy six more. The American Family Association criticized Ford for donating money to gay rights organizations because, you see, Ford promises to give up to $1,000 to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Discrimination for every Jag or Land Rover it sells to gays and lesbians, which is kind of a weird promotion when you get down to it, right? Somebody walks in, "Hi, I like your Jaguar. Are you queer?" "Yeah, I'm queer."
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at readmojo.com.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free.
Offer extended to June 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Preposterous!
You
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We're so happy to have found a real Democrat in the Senate that we're bringing him back. Senator Russ Feingold will be here to prove that you can be a liberal and actually win elections, too. Plus, Columbia University professor Peter Berman tells us why some of Bush's policies encourage anal sex. And we'll get another visit from Sammy the Stem Cell on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away.
26 before the hour. Again, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a sound from today of Bush that, I don't know, it just gets, it gets curiouser and curiouser. So stick around for that, okay? Now, the American Family Association, which, as far as I'm concerned, is not American, not in the sense of the America I want to believe in, has nothing to do with families unless the families are narrowly defined by something in Leviticus, I guess. And as far as an association, it's more like a cult. So all three words are wrong, but they have a website, and on the website, they have decided that Ford Motor Company is the company which has done the most to affirm and promote the homosexual lifestyle. I'd like to take those two words, homosexual lifestyle, and have them fashioned into some sort of a bludgeon made out of a real fine steel from Toledo, Spain, and just go around and find the queer haters and just bludgeon them into bloody heaps. What? Anyway, the American Family Association is criticizing the Ford Motor Company for donating money to gay rights organizations, for sponsoring gay pride celebrations, for advertising in gay-oriented publications, and for redefining. Now, Ford Motor did this. Redefined the definition of the family to include homosexual marriage. Ford did that? Ford redefined the definition of the family to include homosexual. Really? That's according to Randy Sharp, who is the American Family Association's Director of Special Projects. If that doesn't sound like something on the staff of the Führer, I don't know what is. I am the Director of Special Projects. People like to hear from Jews. We will not harm you. We just want you to come by and sign this paper if you are Juden. But we need no harm to you. Director of Special Projects? Jawohl! Das ist mein Job! Oh. Before I come here, I work in soap factory. Little Nazi joke there. Ford promises to give up to... This is kind of a weird promotion as far as I'm concerned. It really is. Ford promises to give up to $1,000 to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Discrimination for every Jag or Land Rover it sells to gays and lesbians. Okay, so far so good. But how do you... I mean, okay, I have an idea. You know, I think a Jag or a Land Rover is an absolute example of hideous American excess, and further pollutes the atmosphere, and further depends makes us dependent upon oil and fossil fuels, yada, yada, yada. Okay? You know, the usual liberal spiel about Jags and Land Rovers. But having said that, since they're offering $1,000 a car, wouldn't it be cool if like 1 million people went out and bought Jags and Land Rovers? Ford Motor have to come up with $1 billion. To give to the lesbian alliance, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Discrimination. Oh my God! So the American Family Association has its, has just peed all over itself because Ford donates money to gay rights organizations, sponsors gay pride parade celebrations, and advertises in gay-oriented publications. Oh well, we'll have none of that. Wait a minute! I thought you right-wing bastards believed in free enterprise. What is more free enterprise than advertising wherever you think you can sell your crap, whatever your crap is, whether your crap is modern Christianity or a Jaguar? What difference does it make? Huh? Isn't that what capitalism is all about? But I especially like the one Randy Sharp, the organization's Director of Special Projects, says that Ford Motor Company has redefined the definition of the family to include homosexual marriage. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize Ford was that powerful, that they could redefine marriage, but apparently they have. From the New York Times, a Sunday magazine, not this past Sunday, Sunday week ago, about Rick Santorum. Did you see this? Gerald sent this in to me, and I just have to, I don't know. I'm going to share this with you, and I'm not going to comment. This is about Rick Santorum. This is from a big article in the New York Times, Sunday magazine. 10 days ago. The childbirth in 1996 was a source of terrible heartbreak. The couple were told by doctors early in the pregnancy that the baby, Karen, was carrying, had a fatal defect and would survive only for a short time outside the womb. According to Karen Santorum's book, Letters to Gabriel, The True Story of Gabriel Michael Santorum, she later developed a life-threatening intrauterine infection and a fever that reached nearly 105 degrees. She went into labor when she was 20 weeks pregnant. After resisting at first, she allowed doctors to give her the drug Pitocin to speed the birth. Gabriel lived just 2 hours. What happened after the death is a kind of snapshot of a cultural divide. Some would find it discomforting, strange, even ghoulish. Others, brave and deeply spiritual. Rick and Karen Santorum would not let the morgue take the corpse of their newborn. They slept that night in the hospital with their lifeless baby between them. The next day, they took him home. Quote, "Your siblings could not have been more excited about you," end quote, Karen writes in the book, which takes the form of letters to Gabriel, mostly while he is in utero. "Elizabeth and Johnny held you with so much love and tenderness. Elizabeth proudly announced to everyone as she cuddled you, 'This is my baby brother Gabriel. He is an angel.'" Let me get back on safer ground here. Let me do some more queer stuff. I can't take what I just read. This is from Associated Press. An Army sergeant from Ohio who was wounded in Iraq. How was he wounded? Well, his name is Sergeant Robert Stout. He's 23. He was awarded the Purple Heart after a grenade sent shrapnel into his arm, his face, his left leg, his right leg, while he was using machine gun on a Humvee in May of 2004. He's a sergeant. He's in the Army. And the military is discharging him because he happens to be gay. Sergeant Stout, who is from Utica, Ohio, told the Associated Press last month that he wanted to remain in the military, but that would conflict with the Pentagon's so-called don't ask, don't tell policy. Stout said he was openly gay among most of his 26-member platoon, which is part of the 9th Engineer Battalion based in Germany. "Sorry, soldier. You took a bunch of ordnance fragments for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Wolfowitz. Oh, and yeah, the flag and mom and apple pie and all the rest are right. But because you're queer, you're out of here. Scram. Amscray. Adios. Goodbye. Get out of here. We don't like faggots in the United States, by God, military. Get. Scat. You can keep the Purple Heart. Just scat." There's a real right-wing nutcase who is the head of the House Armed Services Committee. That's Duncan Hunter, Republican. I'm always suspicious of people who have two last names and no first name. They're perverts of some sort. But this guy's Duncan Hunter, who's a Republican in California. As you know, the committee passed the almost $500 billion defense authorization bill. $441.6 billion, if you're keeping score. Think about that. That's a figure that you and I cannot comprehend. We simply can't. Nor can the rest of the civilized world, or the uncivilized world, for that matter. But what Duncan Hunter did, he employed a rarely used authority to strike a provision from that authorization bill that would have opened the military's TRICARE healthcare system to all National Guard members and reservists. Duncan Hunter says, no, National Guardsmen and reservists, you people that are taking a higher percentage of hits in terms of death, and your arms blown off, and your legs blown off, and your minds blown into a million pieces, sorry, no TRICARE health system for you, bitch. You National Guardsmen and reservists, get out of town. It's astonishing to me. And yet, members of the United States military will continue to support these Republican pigs and bastards until their arms are blown off, or their legs are blown off, or their families are blown to pieces when they come back, emotionally blown to pieces, and they seek help, and they find out, well, no, you're a reservist, you're a National Guard member. Duncan Hunter, Republican, California, made sure you don't get a damn thing.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those dads to Tiananmen Square.
It's about 10 before the hour. Coming up after the break, Bush from today. It's just unbelievable. So stick around for that. Norman Solomon is, a lot of you are familiar with him. Well, he's a writer, among other things. Writing at antiwar.com on Saturday, he wrote an essay, Media Silence on Memorial Day. I'm not going to read the whole thing. There's just a couple of sentences, a couple of paragraphs here I want to share with you. He said, this is a holiday that features solemn evasion. Solemn evasion. Speechmakers and commentators praise the, quote, ultimate sacrifice, end quote, of American soldiers, but they say nothing about the duplicity of those who sacrificed them. The duplicity of those who sacrificed them, yeah. War efforts, Solomon writes, are equated with indubitable patriotism. Journalists claim to be writing the latest draft of history, but actual history is no more present than the dead. In the truncated media universe of Memorial Day, the act of remembering bypasses any history that indicates an American war was not inevitable and unavoidable. The populace is made to understand that God and nature must be death dealers. We are encouraged to extol those who bravely gave their lives and took the lives of others, but not confront those high in the U.S. government's executive and legislative branches who cravenly gave their fervent blessings to gratuitous carnage. It has become popular to describe the U.S. invasion of Iraq as some kind of anomaly, a departure from Washington's previous record of seeking peaceful alternatives to war and refusing to engage in aggression. Such depictions amount to a kind of pseudo-historical baby food chopped up and strained so it can be stomached. But during the last half century, when for days or months or many years, U.S. troops and planes assaulted the Dominican Republic, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Grenada, Panama, Iraq, Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, and Iraq again, during that last half century, the rationales from the White House were always based on major falsehoods, avidly promoted by the U.S. mass media. In the light of real history, the U.S. soldiers who are honored each Memorial Day were pawns of methodical deception. Media spin and the edicts of authorities induced them to kill so-called enemy combatants and civilians for whom Pentagon buglers have never played a single mournful note. Memory with integrity should inform our understanding on Memorial Day and every day. If we remember the Americans who were killed, but forget the people they killed, if we remain silent while media scripts exclude crucial aspects of history that demolish Washington's claims of high moral ground, the propaganda system for war can remain intact. And when journalists defer to that silence, they are part of the deadly problem. It's a longer piece, and you can find it at antiwar.com. Media Silence on Memorial Day, written by someone whose writings I really admire, Norman Solomon. Boy, Dick Cheney got his expensive bloomers in a wad the other day, didn't he? He was on Larry King Live on CNN on Monday night, and he got all pissed off about the Amnesty International condemnation of the United States for human rights violations at Guantanamo Bay, huh? Didn't Cheney just gets all pissed off, doesn't he, huh? He wants to sit there and say, Larry, you know, the American people are dumb sons of bitches. We're going to kill and torture anybody we want to. And these dumb sons of bitches continue to complain about it. And the dumb sons of bitches at Amnesty International ought to just sit down and shut up. Of course, he wouldn't say dumb sons of bitches. He would say dumb, but then the second word would be one that I can't say on the air. Cheney said he was offended. He's offended. Aw, dick, you were offended by Amnesty International's condemnation of what we've done at Guantanamo. He said, Amnesty International suggests that somehow the United States has violated human rights. I frankly just don't take them seriously. As a matter of fact, the dirty pleeps ought to be taken out and have their pleeps cut off. In fact, I would be more than pleeping happy to take them out there and pleep their pleeps off. In fact, Larry, you know, if you weren't such a pleeping liberal, I would probably bleep you. On the other hand, my doctor said I can't lift anything over 5 pounds, so. We'll be back right after this break, and then we're going to have Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel at his news conference today. Stick around. It is grim. It is embarrassing. It is funny in a dark, macabre sort of way. And it's the new reality, so get used to it. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Since the close of the Cold War, apologists for corporate arrogance and irresponsibility have argued that the world has reached an end-of-history moment when there can no longer be any debate about the superiority of cutthroat competition and business-defined free markets. But despite the pressure from the politicians, the corporations, and the constant spin machine of the media, the people have begun to notice that the free market emperor has no clothes. France's overwhelming rejection of the new European Union constitution, which would have locked in free market policies that coddle corporations while creating pressure to cut pay, benefits, and social welfare protections for workers across Western Europe, sent a powerful signal that citizens are waking up to the threats posed by an unbridled free market to their livelihoods, their communities, and their democracies. For more on the French vote, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for The Nation Magazine and Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation Magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. ReadTheNation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play 9 innings, prostate cancer kills 9 men. This is Reggie Jackson asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio, Puramind, Advanced Digital Audio Training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Deep throat confirmed. The Washington Post has now confirmed a former FBI official, W. Mark Felt, was the confidential source known as Deep Throat, who provided the newspaper the information that led to President Richard Nixon's eventual resignation. The paper made its announcements on a website after Felt, 91 years old, living in California, talked to a lawyer who wrote a magazine article for Vanity Fair magazine. Ben Bradley, the key editor at the Post in the Watergate era, said, quote, the number two guy from the FBI. That was a pretty good source. Bradley says he knew the paper was on the right track in its investigative stories, as he cited the quality of the source. Felt was the second in command of the FBI in the early 1970s. He kept his secret, even from his family, for almost three decades, before finally confiding that he was Bob Woodward's source in the Watergate scandal. Overriding a stem cell veto, lawmakers in Massachusetts today easily overrid the state governor's veto of a bill aimed at encouraging embryonic stem cell research. The new law bans cloning for reproductive purposes, but it allows so-called therapeutic cloning of human embryos to extract stem cells. This was the provision that led to Governor Mitt Romney's veto. Supporters say embryonic stem cell research could lead to cures for diseases like diabetes and Parkinson's. Opponents say the method creates life only to destroy it. As a result of today's vote, the stem cell measure immediately becomes law in Massachusetts. George Bush complained today that despite months of lobbying, nothing's happening on Social Security. Democrats rejected anything that includes individual retirement accounts, and Republicans, some of them, are skeptical as well. But Bush is vowing to keep working for an overhaul of Social Security, predicted he'll win in the end. He called it, quote, like water cutting through a rock, and he said, it's just a matter of time. Meanwhile, a reporter asked about a likely Supreme Court opening. Bush replied he intends to appoint someone who shares his conservative philosophy, but he said he will consult with Congress at an appropriate time. Bush also called recent charges about U.S. mistreatment of terror suspects absurd. At his White House news conference, Bush said the allegations about American interrogators at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, were made by prisoners with a grudge against the U.S. Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health say one secret document showed the tobacco industry intentionally altered products to try to addict more women to smoking. The researchers studied inside industry documents. Their findings indicate that they studied key differences between men and women and then changed the cigarettes to try to make them appeal to women. The report today from this Harvard school says there was even talk of a chocolate-flavored cigarette that could curb appetite, which they thought would be more appealing to women. This is Air America Radio News.
As a realtor, John Green from Tennessee sells houses for a living. But as a scoutmaster, his barn is a second home to every member of Troop 137.
He just provides us with all the stuff that we need to advance through scouting.
His business ethics are just like his scout ethics for the highest caliber.
Boy Scouts have the scout oath. The realtors have their code of ethics. It's important to all of us.
Across the country, realtors like John Green are making their communities a better place to live and teaching others to do the same. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
You've supported her through every accomplishment in her life.
Cross, pull, I tied my shoes.
While your ultimate goal is to teach her to stand on her own.
Let go, I can do it.
There are things she just can't do without your support.
There were drugs and alcohol at the party.
Talk with the teens in your life. And if they're in substance abuse treatment and recovery, support them. Help them turn the hardest thing they've ever done into their greatest accomplishment. For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on The Al Franken Show, summer has officially begun, and that means we are slathering on the suntan oil, firing up the barbecue, turtle waxing the convertible, and taking a more laid-back attitude in general toward the human failings of the radical right. After all, they're people too. Horrible, horrible people. Mr. Franken's Neighborhood, this week on Franken.
Takes the issue about solvency farther down the road than any other president's proposed.
Well, it takes a while for him to adjust to the volume change in the implant in his ear. What a terrible dumb person. Anyway, that's from one of the sound bites. All right, I want to do this now because if I keep talking about Cheney like I was last hour, I'm going to get furious and possibly suicided or disappeared. What an evil bastard he is! He personifies evil. Of course, I say that about so many people in the Bush crime family. Have you ever noticed that Negroponte? When you see Negroponte, he looks like a demon from hell. When you see Chertoff, his name means from Satan. He looks evil. When you see Gonzalez, he's got that kind of cute boy expression on his face that would, you know, he'd smile while he took an ice pick and just put it between your fourth and fifth ribs, wouldn't he? And just kind of look down at you as he hit the lever on the torture machine, whatever it was. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, well, I'm so sorry. How many of these people look that way? This Patricia Owen, this Supreme Court justice that was just confirmed by the Democrats in the United States Senate. I'm sorry, appeals court justice. Doesn't she have just that look of the what Hannah Arendt described when she was talking about Eichmann, the banality of evil. But Cheney, who by the way, did you know he has his whole damn family on the payroll now? These people are real pissers, aren't they? They are just real pissers. It's astonishing how much the American people are willing to tolerate. God. I guess it was. The first time I was ever tear gassed and wasn't prepared for it was at an impeached Nixon rally in D.C. in the spring of 1974. And I've mentioned this before. I was there with 500,000 other people, and somehow through either serendipity or something uglier, wound up with what was then referred to as an organization called the Attica Brigade. Look it up. Do a Google on it. Attica, like the prison in upstate New York, the Attica Brigade. And I found myself in that group as we started to attack. Attack the Department of Justice. And I, sucked in and got burned by an awful lot of tear gas. And, of course, that was 30 years ago. And the chemical weapons used by the D.C. Police Department at the time on the little Vespa motor scooters was not very sophisticated. It would make you gag and retch, and you couldn't see, and your eyes would water, and your nose would run, and you would be in that kind of situation for a good 20, 30 minutes. But when I think about what we tolerate now, and we don't go out in the streets, I don't go out in the streets now and get tear gassed. Oh, I've been a couple of anti-war demonstrations. I'm ready to go. This thing coming up September 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C., which a demonstration that I hope shakes the foundations of this country. I do. And by the foundations, I mean the media establishment, the judicial establishment, the business establishment, the religious establishment. I hope what occurs in the last weekend in September shakes the institutions of this republic to its very foundations. Because I tell you what, and I've been thinking about this ever since I got the email about this demonstration. This could be the last one. Now, you can take that any way you want, interpret that any way you want. It could be the last one because it's the most powerful and it brings people to their senses. Or it could be the last one because after this one, a state of martial law is declared in this country. Or, short of that, these sorts of massive political demonstrations are just ruled illegal and whatever. You've got a whole menu to choose from there. Or none of the above. Maybe it'll just be another yawn, ho-hum day in the life of the Bush crime family. Oh, 500,000 people were out there today? Oh, okay. And how many were arrested? 623 tortured the bastards before you set them free, okay? So they'll go back and tell their left-wing buddies about how bad it is when you demonstrate. How many kids did we get? Under 12. Oh, 46? Torture them especially, with a special vigor. Make sure their parents can hear. So it's been a while that I've been tear gassed. How about you? But we have Dick Cheney, who says he is irritated. He is offended that Amnesty International, a non-political organization that comes to the defense of people who are defenseless, those are people who are jailed and or tortured because of their religious, economic or political beliefs. Dick Cheney, you're a demon. You're a demon from the furthest reaches of hell. Amnesty International pisses you off because of their condemnation of the policies of your government. Your government. What did he say then to Larry King?
I think the fact of the matter is the United States has done more to advance the cause of freedom, has liberated more people from tyranny over the course of the 20th century and up to the present day than any other nation in the history of the world. We've liberated 50 million people from the Taliban in Afghanistan and from Saddam Hussein in Iraq, two terribly repressive regimes that just slaughtered hundreds of thousands of their own people.
He redirects, of course, the statement. We're not talking about World War II, you rat bastard. We're talking about Guantanamo and Diego Garcia and Abu Ghraib and Bagram and Syria and wherever else you and your filthy, murderous, vulturous cronies send people to be tortured these days. Ah, but I digress. But I digress. Do too stupid to be president. Did you? And by the way, did you notice how quickly the breaking deep throat story followed Bush's press conference? Was that another hurry change the subject before they noticed how stupid he sounded tactic? The first question has to do with Bush negotiating with North Korea. Let's play that one. Crack White House reporter. God, I hate these reporters. Mr. President, you talked about Iraq being a powerful symbol in that part of the world. One of the things you said going into the war was that it would deter other countries, rogue nations, from developing weapons of mass destruction. And when you think about North Korea and Iran, the opposite is true. They haven't been deterred at all. Why do you think that is?
North Korea had its weapons program before, as you know, as did Iran. And as I also told you, David, that we want diplomacy to work. We got a lot of work to do with the North Korean because he tends to ignore what the other five nations are saying at times. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop and can continue to press forward to making it clear that if he expects to be treated as a responsible nation, that he needs to listen to the five nations involved.
We've got a lot of work to do with the North Korean. Now, his name, doofus, is Kim Jong Crazy. Can't you remember that, President Doofus? His name is Kim Jong Crazy. It's not that hard. We're only talking four syllables. Kim Jong Crazy. More in a moment.
When you keep driving and singing that same old funny song, you can't tell me which way to go. Up 3 times 7 and then some more. You can't tell me. Hey! Like a dull knife, just be cutting me.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict, quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls.
You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Bush trying to put together a coherent sentence is really something to see. He has to be the most grossly misinformed man in the history of the presidency, except where it concerns his ability to spout repeatedly over and over and over again the phrases that are drummed into him by Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. Now, from today's press conference, the next two words of wisdom from Manor Monkey are in response to a reporter's question about Social Security reform. And keep in mind here that the crack White House press corps, not a single member, had the temerity, the professionalism, to question Bush about the Downing Street memo. Not a one. God, these people are just skunks. This reporter says, Mr. President, you talked on your reelection, whatever that means, about having political capital. You have a Republican Congress. How then do you explain not being able to push through more of your agenda, especially when it comes to Social Security reform, which the public does not seem to be accepting, and your own party is split on?
As a veteran of American politics, I have withstood the onslaught that said, when George W. talks about reforming Social Security, that means he's going to take away your check. Over the last 4 years, seniors didn't have their checks taken away, so hopefully they're beginning to realize that some of this politics is ringing hollow. But it's very important for seniors to understand that when we talk about Social Security reform, that they're going to get their check, because there's a lot of people relying upon their Social Security checks.
You don't say. There's a lot of people relying on their Social Security checks. But you're going to fix that, aren't you, you disgusting, contemptible human being, huh? What about future seniors? Won't they need their checks too? Oh, that's right. They're going to invest their money in an Enron-like stock market. That's right. I'm sorry, I forgot. Still on the Social Security issue, Bush here explains how he wants to help low seniors. Low seniors. Don't ask me. He wants to help low seniors by solving solvency farther down the road or whatever.
Now, there's some interesting ideas that have been proposed. We propose some interesting ideas.
Name one.
One idea is to make sure that low seniors low-income seniors.
Oh.
Get benefits so that when they retire, they're not in poverty.
Oh, that's interesting.
We proposed a plan that takes the issue about solvency farther down the road than any other president's proposed. We're putting ideas out. There's a duty for people to bring forth their ideas.
Uh-huh. So, now let me get this straight, moron. You've proposed some interesting ideas, and one is to make sure that low-income seniors get benefits such that when they retire, they're not in poverty. Let me think for a second. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Didn't Franklin Roosevelt propose that almost 80 years ago? Was that your idea, George? Well, I'll be damned. You know, all those teachers I had over all those years in social studies and American history and government, they lied to. They said that was an FDR. I'll be damned, George. It was one of you and your people's ideas that low seniors wouldn't have to live in poverty. Well, you're not the heartless pig that your opponents make you out to be, are you? On the amnesty report, one reporter develops a pair and decides to ask about the Amnesty International report. Not the memo, not the Downing Street, the minutes of the meeting where Bush laid out his plan to murder tens of thousands of people. No. That's off the table. We're dealing with the crack White House press corps here. That's totally off the table. But the reporter says, Mr. President, Amnesty International said you have established a new gulag around the world, beyond the reach of the law and decency. I'd like your reaction to that, sir, and also your assessment of how it came to this. That is a view not just held by extremists and anti-Americans, but by groups that have allied themselves with the United States government in the past, huh? And what the strategic impact is, that in many places of the world, the United States these days, under your leadership, is no longer seen as the good guy.
Yeah. I'm aware of the Amnesty International report, and it's absurd. It's an absurd allegation. The United States is a country that is promotes freedom around the world.
Uh-huh.
When there's accusations made about
what
certain actions by our people, they're fully investigated in a transparent way.
Transparent?
It's just an absurd allegation. In terms of the detainees, we've had thousands of people detained. We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees.
Against the detainees?
It seemed like to me they based some of their decisions on the word of and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that had been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Oh, thank you.
So it was an absurd report.
The reports come from people who were held in detention? Oh, well then, okay.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free. Offer extended to June 30th. Full details at Match.com.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E at Rite Aid, CVS, and Kmart.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process, and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins' discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
The fundamentals of your business are under assault. Are you ready to fight back? Read Confronting Reality by Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan and get their innovative business plan that will change the way you think about your company. In their mega bestseller, Execution, they taught you how to deliver results. In Confronting Reality, they connect the big picture of today with the nitty-gritty on how to get things done. Read Confronting Reality from the authors of Execution.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees. It seemed like to me they based some of their decisions on the word of and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that had been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Oh, shut up. It's just so insane. It's just so insane what this thug says. It's an absurd allegation. Amnesty International makes an absurd allegation according to this ditwit. United States is a country that promotes freedom around the world. It's an absurd allegation. In terms of detainees, we've had thousands of people detained. Yeah, that's kind of the point, you jackass. How many convictions have you gotten so far? Oh, never mind. We investigate every single complaint against the detainees. Against? What, they didn't bleed enough? Their bowels didn't fail the way they were supposed to, according to the torture manual? Their bladders didn't squirt wide open after the beatings? What do you mean? What do you mean the complaint against the detainees, you moron? You jackass moron? What do you mean complaints against the detainees? If you're this dyslexic, get the hell out of the presidency. The complaints are not against the detainees, moron. They are by the detainees. What could be possible complaints against them? They didn't bleed enough. Their bones didn't break when they were supposed to. They didn't cook up enough when they were placed in containers in the desert in Afghanistan. Is that, are those the complaints? What, did some of your bully boys, some of your independent contractors write home, Mr. President, these sons of bitches won't cook. Mr. President, we beat them and beat them and beat them and beat them. They urinated on themselves. They defecated on themselves. They kept screaming Allah, and we beat them some more. They just wouldn't break, Mr. President. We hate these bastards, Mr. President. Can't you do something about this? Those are our complaints against the detainees. This is sickness, Truth Seeker. This is sickness beyond belief. Do you realize that this man, George W. Bush, is turning this country into a lunatic asylum? No disrespect to the mentally ill out there, but he is turning this country into an unmedicated lunatic asylum. This man is insane. This man is functionally insane. And he comes to the wild-ass conclusion, probably all on his own, that the allegations are by people who were held in detention. Really? Well, that changes everything then. If the complaints... See, and you want to go up to him? No, you don't. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. You in imaginary bizarro world where none of us would like to go because it's heavily armed. You would like to approach a fictional president of the United States and say to this movie character, fictional president, you know, no direct threats here against Mr. Bush. God, that'd be the last thing I would ever do because I'm a good God-fearing American. But wouldn't you like to go up to a pretend president of the United States and grab him by the lapel, the shirt front, and say, that's the nature of the complaint, Mr. Fake Pretend President. People who are held in detention are the ones being murdered and tortured, you ignorant fool. Wouldn't you like to do that in pretendo world? Not in the real world, you know. People have been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not to tell the truth. I had a big word today, disassemble. I left my moron to English dictionary at home, but obviously man or monkey meant dissemble. But you can't. He can't say a word like that. To
to make a false presentation, to conceal something behind a false appearance, to disguise or conceal one's real motives. Disassemble is what the torturers did to the bodies of the prisoners in detention. They disassembled them. They rewired their nervous circuitry. They attached electrodes to their scrotums. They burned them and beat them and flayed them and tortured them. They disassembled their minds, and they tried, and in some instances they succeeded in disassembling their bodies. Is that what you mean, Mr. President? Huh? So disassemble does not mean not tell the truth. It means what your thugs, your bastards are doing to innocent people caught up in detention camps. They are not people who hate America. Not when they walked into your hellhole, Mr. Bush. They hate America when they come out, and they will hate America for the 10th generation down the road for what you and your filthy, thuggish, destructive administration has done. You're a torturer, Mr. Bush. Gonzalez is a torturer. Negroponte is a torturer. Chertoff is a torturer. Abrams is a torturer. Cheney is a torturer. Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld is an enabler. You disgusting man. You disgusting man. This next pearl of insight is about the little stem cell debate. Here Bush waxes poetic about the little baby snowflakes. What he fails to mention is how he's going to convince 400,000 women to carry his precious snowflakes. Reporter says, last week you made clear that you didn't think there's any such thing as a spare embryo. Given that position, Your Honor, what is your view of fertility treatments that routinely create more embryos than ever result in full-term pregnancies? What about that, Your Honor? And do you believe, or what do you believe should be done with those embryos that never do become pregnancies or result in the birth of a child? I'll sit down now.
As you know, I also had an event here at the White House with little babies that had been born as a result of the embryos that had been frozen. They're called snowflakes, indicating there's an alternative to the destruction of life.
It's not a destruction of life, you half-wit. It's a destruction of life when the embryos sit there at minus 430 degrees Fahrenheit in liquid nitrogen for days and weeks and months and years. That's called destruction. That's called destruction. 400,000 snowflakes, huh? Let's stick them into the Stepford women that you and your psychopaths are trying to create in this country. That would be kind of a genetic funhouse now, wouldn't it? What if, let me see here. Supposing we had one of the embryos implanted over here in New York City and another one implanted over here from the same lab in Chicago and another one over here in California. And then 20 years later, they all got to married or got together and a couple of them got married. And you found out when you gave birth to a 9-pound, 6-ounce blind eye that you'd had sex with your half-sister and produced a blind eye. Ooh, can you say crippled snowflake? Can you say malformed icicle? Snowflakes, huh?
Oh, that's so nice. Little snowflakes falling from the sky. God's tears frozen as it passes through the stratosphere and the atmosphere. Oh, that's so sweet.
400,000 embryos. I mean, just for the sake of argument, I know I'm a murderous liberal. All I want to do is abort babies and kill people. Okay.
I want to kill the innocent. I don't want to kill the guilty. I'm a liberal, see. I want murderers and rapists to wander free, and I want little tiny six-month-old, and especially around 10 months. That's the age of my baby. I want to murder children. That's because I'm a liberal. I'm a former Democrat, and I'm a liberal. So, yeah. Before the pig man or his parrot start talking about us liberals being child killers, let's just claim it. Yes, we are all child... I can't speak for anybody. I'm a child murderer, George. I love to kill little helpless babies. But let's go back to the embryos. Let's go back to the snowflakes. 400,000 snowflakes. Now, do you suppose you're going to find 500,000 women who are going to spread their legs and say, okay, go ahead. Oh, thank you. Now, I'll give birth to a snowflake. Is that what you think is going to happen, Mr. Bush? Why not use these embryonic stem cells for, to heal children who have leukemia, to prevent spinal bifida, the list goes on and on. How about helping children walk? Yes, sorry, bastard, that would never occur to you, would it?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free.
Offer extended to June 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, healthcare premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
Planet check.
Diesel gets a bad rap.
Most Americans' perception of diesel is from the diesel school bus that they follow down the road and black smoke coming out of the exhaust.
That's Joe Jobe, CEO for the National Biodiesel Board.
But the diesel engines that are coming out today are significantly cleaner. With the future ultra-low sulfur diesel rule that's coming online, they are going to clean up the emissions of diesel engines.
Biodiesel is even cleaner than diesel fuel.
Because it reduces particulate matter, sulfur, carbon monoxide, air toxics, and hydrocarbon emissions.
Biodiesel is not only healthier for the planet, but it reduces our dependence on foreign oil.
On our road to energy independence, we need to look at alternative energy sources. We need to diversify our portfolio of energy options.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you.
This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Knocks me out. Going back to Bush's comments about the prisoners and the torture, we mentioned this last week. Keep in mind, you know, when he says these comments come from Al-Qaeda and they come from terrorists who are trained to lie, keep in mind that the stories are coming from people who have been released because they are innocent of anything. They were swept up. Like he said, we captured thousands of them. This man and his cabal are destroying, or have destroyed, it's thoroughly destroyed, the reputation of the United States as a place where justice might be more than just an idea. It is astonishing what this man has done, this Bush, to the definition of the United States of America. We've had people try to crap on our Constitution. We've had some real experts, American, homegrown, who have tried to defile the Constitution. Some of them have succeeded to no small measure. But this guy, this George Bush, this guy is world class in single-handedly with his crime family destroying utterly the concepts upon which this country was founded, not the reality. This country was not founded on reality. It was founded on concepts. And he's destroyed them all. When he and this piggish, filthy ghoul, Dick Cheney, talk about, well, these are just lies. Amnesty International, none of that happened. None of that. Did you read the thing that was somebody sent it to me over the weekend from MSNBC about how people who are now in detention held by the United States military were sold? It's astonishing. So many people that we now have under detention were sold to Americans. Bounties ranged from $3,000 to $25,000. This is according to a former CIA intelligence officer, not an unnamed source. His name is Gary Schroen. Detainees have testified, according to transcripts the U.S. government gave the United States to comply with the Freedom of Information lawsuit, these detainees have said, yeah, I was fleeing. I was trying to get away from the fighting and the killing and the murders and the attacks and these tribesmen, the former warlords, captured me and 10 of my friends, and they held us, and the Americans showed up, and the Americans handed over money, and we were handed over to the Americans. And the tribesmen said, yeah, these are terrorists. And we said, no, we're not. We're farmers. We're mechanics. We're cab drivers. And now they wind up and they are tortured in Guantanamo and Bagram and Abu Ghraib. Are you with me on this? Do you understand what this regime and the United States government, what they have done to us? Do you understand what they have done to us? Gary Schroen, this former CIA and a 32-year CIA intelligence guy, who helped, quote, lead the search for Osama bin Laden, end quote, told the Associated Press that these accounts sound legitimate because our allies in Afghanistan and wherever else regularly got money to help catch Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. Schroen said he personally took a suitcase of $3 million in cash into Afghanistan to help supply and win over the warlords and get them to ostensibly to fight for U.S. Special Forces. Now, you tell me, Truth Seeker, you tell me, huh? You're an Afghan warlord, and your respect for human life is right just slightly below your respect for the life of one of your camels. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Don't send me an email and tell me I'm a racist pig. That's just the way it is. And the CIA shows up and they say, look, we've got millions, but we need warm bodies, and the money will be yours. And are you trying to tell me, I know you're not, I'm just saying this rhetorically, that some of these piggish, hateful, Afghan, Taliban, whatever the hell they are, who all of a sudden agree to sign up with Satan himself, the United States of America, and sell people fleeing, trying to get away from the killing. According to this report that the AP got, some of these people fleeing were Chinese Muslims. Chinese Muslims! Huh? Arabs! There are no Arabs in Afghanistan!
What about the fighters who were training over there, Mike?
They were Muslims. But see, it's just like back in the bad old days of the United States Civil Rights Movement. Negroes? Oh, they all look alike. Arabs, they're all the same. Muslims and Arabs, interchangeable. Really? Well, let's see. Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population in the history of Earth, is not Arab. It's Muslim. They're Chinese Muslims. They're Muslims in Bhutan. They're Muslims in India. They're Muslims in America. But you see, Bush and the crime family and this filthy, degenerate American media, they make no distinction. Arabs, Muslims, yeah, we got them all. Here, you want some money? Pakistan has handed hundreds of suspects over to the Americans. Hundreds. So some of these people, that Cheney and Bush, further, do you know how long these people are going to hate us? They're going to teach their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. And as each generation comes into existence, they're going to be taught to hate the great Satan. What the United States of America did to them back in the year 2002. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Koran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A U.S. intelligence official thinks a tape from Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is the real thing. The official does not want to be named. On the tape, which was made public Monday, Zarqawi says he has suffered only minor injuries. The al-Qaeda leader in Iraq addresses Osama bin Laden, saying recent reports that he was seriously wounded are, quote, baseless rumors. Zarqawi doesn't say how he was hurt, but he does mention intense battles in northwestern Iraq. The FBI's former number two man, Mark Felt, has been unveiled as the legendary deep throat informant who fed Watergate scandal secrets to the Washington Post in the 1970s. Bob Woodward is one of the two Post reporters whose stories on that scandal led to President Nixon's resignation in August of 1974. Woodward confirmed Felt was deep throat after a report in Vanity Fair magazine said that Felt had admitted his role. On Tuesday, Felt's daughter Joan addressed the media from the home in Santa Rosa, California, where she cares for her 91-year-old dad, and said he is elated. She also said it's special to have her father living with her family.
I've been privileged to live with my dad for the past 10 or 12 years. It's so wonderful to live with an old person in your family, to not have to send them away to a convalescent home, but to have the ones we love close to us.
Joan Felt and other family members say he's always lived with honor and described him as a true patriot. In the interview, Felt said his actions were not intended to bring down the Nixon administration. He contended that he was only doing his duty when he leaked information to the Washington Post. With reports surfacing about men going blind from using Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, the chairman and CEO of Pfizer, who makes Viagra, says he did not consider taking the drug off the market. Hank McKinnell says the announcement on Viagra causing blindness is a scare tactic.
The real problem here is the doctor promoting these events is in the pay of a personal injury lawyer, and that's the real cause of high costs of health care.
McKinnell said the condition is rare and added there are no studies out that say that people who take Viagra will get blindness more than those who don't. Residents of the Texas Gulf Coast are urged to be prepared for the worst as hurricane season begins today. Gene Hoffel with the Houston-Galveston office of the National Weather Service offers a tip for those who are new to the Gulf Coast.
I guess the most important thing is to have a hurricane plan. In other words, what are you and your family planning on doing in the event a hurricane does threaten the upper Texas coast?
Experts predict about 15 named storms will form in the Atlantic this year, with at least 8 of them becoming full-blown hurricanes. Hurricane season continues through the end of November. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had 2 viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We're so happy to have found a real Democrat in the Senate that we're bringing him back. Senator Russ Feingold will be here to prove that you can be a liberal and actually win elections, too. Plus, Columbia University professor Peter Berman tells us why some of Bush's policies encourage anal sex. And we'll get another visit from Sammy the Stem Cell on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
About 7 past the hour. Welcome back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Regarding Bush's comments now about the snowflakes, snowflakes are all white, right? These unused human embryos that some of which are ready for implantation, some of which are simply not going to make it. How are they going to tell which ones are Caucasian and which ones are not Caucasian, because that's a big issue for white folks. Well, I guess it's a big issue for black folks too. But what happens if somebody goes to one of these? Do you know, Kathy? Do they separate them by race? Are the donors of the 400,000 donors? Well, it may not be 400,000. Somebody gave up 10 eggs. You know, I don't know. But are these 400,000? Fertilized ova, these embryos, are they all white kids? Huh? Kids? Are there any black kids in there? How about any little Latino kids? How about some Asian kids? Any Asian kids in there? Huh? Yeah? How do we tell? Snowflakes. Some emails here that came in over the break about that topic. And Nancy says, what would George call those of us waiting for cures or diseases? These cures can be found with embryonic research. I'm a mother of two with multiple sclerosis and would love for him to kiss my snowflake. Yeah, this is the horrible part. There are actual living, breathing human beings, children, teenagers, adults, older people, for whom stem cell research could be glorious, wonderful. And to the religious people out there, you know, isn't this God's gift, or did this come from Satan? Did Satan sit down and say, well, I think I'll come up with stem cell research? Or did God, Yeah, I can use the term sometimes. In his infinite, omnipotent wisdom, did he or she or it look down upon humans and say, well, they're ready to improve their lot, so I will give them stem cell research? Huh? Could that be? This email says, let's make it perfectly clear that stem cell research does not destroy any cells. In fact, these cells are morphed into a new assembly of cells. This research may someday save the lives of our loved ones. On the other hand, Bush destroys zillions of cells every day in Iraq, turning our children into red mist. Bush's war in Iraq destroys loved ones. Anyone who says Bush is a Christian is a liar. That's the part that just, I swear to you, truth seeker, it drives me almost crazy. Do you feel this way too? I know you do. I know you do. I read your emails. I know you feel this way too. This is not Uncle Mikey's little area of expertise, this walking the fine line between sanity and insanity. If you allow yourself to think about what this evil, evil bastard is doing, then you too, you come right up to the edge of the abyss, don't you? You come right up to the edge. On the one hand, he's talking about the precious little embryonic stem cells. On the other hand, this man has no problem, none whatsoever, ordering the utter destruction of Iraqi children. Collateral damage. You've seen the pictures. You've been to the websites. You've seen the children with the arms and legs blown off. You've seen the children with the napalm burns all over. No, not Vietnam, Iraq. With the napalm burns all over their bodies. You've seen the parents, the anguished parents holding their children. The doctors are leaving Iraq. There is no help, no treatment. And these murderous, murderous bastards in the Bush crime family continue to do it every day. Every day, it just goes on and on, on and on. And back here in the United States, they and their sick, Christ-destroying religionists weep and gnash their teeth and rend their garments over frozen embryos and do everything in their power to deny federal funds to assist in stem cell research, but continue their murderous attack on children and unborn children for generations to come in Iraq because of depleted uranium. Jesus Christ. This is what drives me right to the edge. Does it you too? I know it does you too. I know it does you too. Right to the edge. Right to the edge where you either have to stop thinking or start screaming. And if you don't stop thinking about this, if you touch this massive amount of pain and death that this man is causing, if you touch it with a little tendril that comes out of your mind, you're liable to start thinking about ways to stop it that require direct intervention on your part. And then, of course, the thought police will show up and your ass goes to prison for threatening the President of the United States. You see how that works? This is so bad. This is beyond belief. Now, at this point, the usual amen corner out there of liberals will say, well, you know, I don't like Malloy's program because he doesn't offer solutions. Can you think of a solution to this?
Well, I don't like him then because he doesn't reach out to the conservatives. You know, we have to reach out.
Can you think of a way to reach out to people who support this madman? How would you do that? How would you solve this series of crises that this corrupt, filthy administration is dumping on us and the rest of the world? How do you do that? How do you reach out to them? How do you solve this stuff? James in Wisconsin emails in, Mike, if the first twins, Barbara and Jenna, got started immediately, couldn't they both carry about 10 snowflakes to term and save 20 baby snow people from liberal snow shovels? Being born into the Bush family would assure their financial well-being, unless they don't measure up, in which case they'd be sold into slavery in a third world dictatorship and Bush family partner. It's win-win, baby. Get busy, girls! Yeah, isn't that interesting? Why don't Bush's daughters either sign up to go kill people in Iraq or Afghanistan or sign up to give glorious birth to little snowflakes? Why don't they rent their wombs out? Ward in Japan emails in, what did he say about embryos? Quote, there's an alternative to the destruction of life, but the stem cell issue is really one of federal funding. That's the issue before us, and that is whether or not we use taxpayer money to destroy life. I don't believe we should, end quote. Ward writes, no tax money to destroy life? Does that mean the United States will stop killing Iraqis and Afghans and call its army home? This adopt an embryo, Ward writes from Japan, is a new twist on Hitler's baby farms, where blonde-haired, blue-eyed women were fertilized by SS men to make more of the master race. But Bush doesn't want more rulers. He wants more cannon fodder for his quest for world domination. Just think, in 18 years or less, he will have a pool of 400,000 grown snowflakes to bolster the ranks, along with 800,000 additional snowflake parents. He's already using grandfathers in the National Guard. And finally, from our senior correspondent, the argument that will shut anyone that believes stem cells are bad up. That's a great sentence, Chris. Simply ask them why they don't believe in stem cell research when they answer, because it's taking life to enhance your own. Reply evenly and simply, do you eat? While they stand there and scratch their ass trying to figure out what you mean, let them in on the joke. I mean, isn't it taking life to enhance your own if you're going to eat? Huh? Wasn't the meat that you're eating or the vegetable you're chomping on once living? What it comes down to for these ignorant morons is this. Human life is more precious than any other life on the planet. Funny thing is that these ignorant morons also love their Bible, and I seem to remember something in that book about some bearded sky guy saying that humankind was supposed to be the caretakers of the planet, animal and vegetable and mineral alike. But don't mention that to one of these ignorant morons. You'll just get more ass scratching.
He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at readmojo.com.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. Back to Bush. Still on the stem cell issue from today's press conference. This is good old George, I love the embryo and hate the adult Bush, as he continues to ramble incoherently about the stem cell issue.
I made a decision a while ago that said there had been some existing stem cells, and therefore it was okay to use federal funds on those because the life decision had already been made.
What?
But from that point going forward, I felt it was best to stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money to use for the use of experimentation that would destroy life is a principle that violates something. I mean, is a position that violates a principle of mine.
Just shoot me now, okay? I hope no one overseas watched Mini Mind today. Jesus God. Oh, my God. His last word of wisdom for today on the stem cell issue, you want to hear it? Huh? You want to hear it? Okay, you've been patient. Here it is.
There's a lot of research going on adult stem cell research. We've got an ethics panel that has been that is in place that will help us hopefully develop ways to continue to figure out how to meet the demands of science and the need for ethics, so that we can help solve some of these diseases.
Solve some of these diseases. There's a lot of research going on adult stem cell research. Hi, I'm in a circle. This is my head. This is my tail. Oh, here's my head again. Oh, there's my tail again. Oh, I must be going around. There's a lot of research going on adult stem cell research. There's research. Over here, there's research. Hello. Hello, how are you? Ding dong. Ding dong. We have a need for ethics so that we can help solve some of these diseases. My God. We're almost finished. One more time on North Korea. One of the crack White House press whores stands up and says, Mr. President, this morning you reiterated diplomacy as the way to deal with North Korea. With all due respect, some people say that's precisely the wrong approach because diplomacy has produced nothing. While at the same time, it has allowed North Korea... Let me stop you. You know, this guy has to be from Fox News or one of these right-wing chambers of horror, right? With all due respect, sir, some people say, really, Mr. Half-Ass Reporter? Some people say diplomacy is precisely the wrong approach because diplomacy has produced nothing. Well, at the same time, it has allowed North Korea to progress in its nuclear program. So, dimwit, what do you say to those people?
If diplomacy is the wrong approach, I guess that means military. That's our idea. It's either diplomacy or military, and I am for the diplomacy approach. And so for those who say that we ought to be using our military to solve the problem, I would say that while all options are on the table, we've got a ways to go to solve this diplomatically. And so it's a matter of continuing to send a message to Mr. Kim Jong-il that if you want to be accepted by the neighborhood and be a part of the... of those who are viewed with respect in the world, work with us to get rid of your nuclear weapons program.
Yeah, just like, we're going to work with Israel to help Israel get rid of theirs, and we're going to work with France to help France get rid of theirs, and we're going to work with Great Britain to help Great Britain get rid of theirs, and we're going to work with... Who else has... Oh, we're going to work with Russia to help Russia get rid of theirs, and we're going to work with China to help China get rid of theirs. When did this murderer become a diplomat? And so for those who say that we ought to be using our military to solve a problem, I would say that all the options are on the table, including nuclear bombs that go big boom. We've got a way to go to solve this diplomatically. And somebody must have whispered the Korean's name in his earpiece, right? Huh? Yeah. It's insane. I've only got two left here, and we'll play them both after this break, and then we'll go to your phone calls, and I believe Bush is on the phone. Can you imagine this guy calls my program? So we'll talk to him in a minute here, but we have a break coming, and two more of these sound bites. All right, stay with us. You're doing good so far tonight. You're doing great. We're 2.5 hours into the program, and you're still there. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. This is Air America.
Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning. Compassionate conservative, my ass, in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think on getting his knife? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think NEXIUM, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if NEXIUM is right for you.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
the Maturity Report.
The reason I think so many right-wingers want babies to be born is to pay down the debt. Because there is, as Harry Reid said, a birth tax now. Each baby born in 2004, 2005 is born with about a $39,000 price tag on their head to pay down the Iraq war bill and the debt and the raiding of the Treasury by George Bush. So I think they want the babies to be born because more babies means more $39,000 pickings to pay down the debt.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
I felt it was best to stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money to use for the use of experimentation that would destroy life. Is it's a principle that violates something it's a position that violates a principle of mine.
You're a lying bastard, George. You just are. You're just a liar. You're just a liar because you are a man without principle. You destroy life. You order the destruction of life, children's lives, innocent adults, every day. Every single day of your filthy life. Every single day you order it. Every day. Tens of thousands. Why don't you go to one of these websites, George, you know, one of these liberal websites that have photographs of the maimed and viciously murdered children. You know, bodies laying in little coffins, George, with arms and legs blown off, faces blown away. You know, little babies, little snowflakes who made it into your hell. Why don't you do that? Why don't you ever do that? Ah, oh, you're a filthy man. Ah, oh, my God. You are this. Is the most amoral individual since who? Since Hitler? Is that? I guess that's not fair. Since who? Since Pol Pot? No, that doesn't make it either. I don't know. He's singularly amoral. You know, these other monsters of history were just pure evil. George is, I don't think George even qualifies as evil. He's just amoral. There's no moral compass. There's no center in this man. This is a soulless, empty human being. You know, Hitler and Pol Pot and Stalin and Mao and some of these other people had the souls of demons, didn't they? Huh? You want to get into that religious icon? I almost said iconography, and I'll get six emails. No, Mike, it's not iconography. I'll be careful. I'll be disassembling, right? But Bush is just, again, I keep going back to Hannah Arendt's depiction or description of Eichmann, referring to the banality of his evilness. And that's, to me, that's Bush. It's just insane. Now, two more. Question about China. Is it just me, or does Bush's answer to this question sound like something out of a travel brochure, huh? Or an encyclopedia? The half-witted reporter stands there and says, "Mr. President, my question is about China, which looms larger in the lives of Americans, sir." I like the alliteration there, don't you? "They finance an ever larger part of our trade deficit. You know, Americans are concerned about China's growing economic might, and of course about the oppression of human rights and religious minorities there. Everybody I talk to in America is concerned about that, sir. My question, sir, is how should Americans think about China as an ally, a rival, a competitor, a friend? Understand what this half-witted moron is asking the other half-witted moron to do. How should Americans think about China?"
China's the fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing. But as well, I believe we have an obligation to remind the Chinese that any hopeful society is one in which there's more than just economic freedom. That there's religious freedom and freedom of the press.
Like here.
And so in my meetings with the different Chinese leaders with whom I've had the honor of meeting, I've always brought up issues such as the Dalai Lama or the Catholic Church's inability to get a bishop into the country or the need for the country not to fear evangelicals But to understand, religious freedom leads to peace.
No, it doesn't. Religious anything leads to war and death and destruction, you halfwit. Can't somebody sit you down and read you history? Spirituality leads to peace. But religion always leads to war. Always. All he can say about China is what's on the one-pager cheat sheet that Condi wrote for him. You know, the first thing, the first response. My question, sir, is how should Americans think about China? Well, China is a fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing. But... It's astounding. It's astounding that this man is supported. I don't care what the numbers are. At least half the population of this godforsaken country we live in now supports this freak. Or the Catholic Church's inability to get a bishop into the country. They got six pawns and a rook and a couple of knights, but they can't get the bishop in. You know, we're talking about chess. Oh, we're not? Oh, okay. Or the need for the country not to fear evangelicals? Huh? Besides, the problem with, you know, we'll never attack China. The problem, not we're not afraid of them. It's just that when you invade China, you know, you're hungry to invade again 2 hours later. It just never stops, you know. Until you get egg roll. Jesus Christ. And finally tonight, as in the case of so many of this moron's press conferences, a little wisp of truth, a little tendril, a little snowflake, filters out through the sea of bat squeeze. This intrepid reporter, this crack White House press dude says, "Sir, you mentioned a moment ago a pushback. And there's a perception that Congress has been pushing back recently."
Like that, guys? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. My question is, do you worry that you might be losing a little bit of your momentum?
I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C. I feel comfortable in my role as the president, and my role in the president is to push for reform.
Yeah, dictatorship is easier, isn't it? I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C. Why should I? I'm the king, and it's good to be king. Alicia writes in, suppose during any further press conferences no one asks any questions. Wouldn't that be just great? That way everyone would be happy. Bush and Scotty wouldn't have to listen to any pesky questions that they didn't want to answer anyway, and we would not have to listen to the pack of lies and obfuscations that Scotty pulls out of his ass. Sure, the Jimmy Jeffs and the hard right media would still lob the cotton candy softballs, but the silence of the rest of the credible media would eventually point out the absurdity of the joke that is a Bush press conference. Or they could ask questions like, "Mr. President, sir, would it be out of place to say that you're one of the greatest presidents in history, and I can't imagine why anyone would be so uncouth and unpatriotic, sir, as to question any of your God-given decisions, and that you, sir, are my personal hero, and if you forgive me for saying so, sir," and that's particularly becoming Kai you have on there, sir. Have you lost weight, sir? Just Eddie Haskell him to death. It's a good idea, Alicia. The only problem is the silence of the rest of the credible media. We don't have credible media anymore, but I still like what you wrote, Alicia. That's good. Some of you folks are too creative by a factor of 10. He's still on the phone. Oh, for God's sake. All right. Let's get Bush in here. I've had fun just lambasting his ass, and now he's on the phone. Yeah, what do you want, Mr. President, sir? How are you tonight? But you're not going to talk? Are you there, Mr. President? What's the matter? Snowflake got your tongue? Mr. President? Mr. President's not there. Oh, Jesus. Well, we'll try to get him back. Come back, Mr. President. We want to try it again. Jacob is calling from New Hampshire. Jacob's been holding on since noon yesterday.
Hi.
Hey, Jacob.
I just wanted to pass on some small bit of good news, at least, not on a big scale, but I've been, I've had a few friends and acquaintances I couldn't previously kind of get, off of, supporting Bush, and that David Ray Griffin book really has, I bought a few extra copies,
that's turning people around?
Yeah, and it's amazing. It really, they were really skeptical, and they said, well, I'll kind of read it for a laugh most of the But there was so much evidence, of just how corrupt it was. They, I guess at least four of these, former Bush supporters were just disgusted by him after reading this book. I think this book, kind of...
How did you get people to read the book? I mean, if they're Bush lovers, why would they want to read something that, how do you do that? Do you pay them?
No, they thought it would be a laugh,
Oh, I see.
And they thought it would just be, they thought Bush was so great, they thought it would be, almost a joke. Or something that they could use as ammunition against the liberals. But, after, reading through it, there were so many things, they just couldn't refute.
Well, that's a good thing to do, Jay. I'm sorry, Jacob. That is a good thing to do. I don't know. It's just that so many of us don't have enough money to buy several copies. Jacob, got to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. I hope to hear from you again. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The White House, the Whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna pick a fight. Bring it in, I'm such a twit. No weapon of mass destruction can be found. Certain there's oil in the ground. On your TV,
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today free. Offer extended to June 30th. Full details at Match.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew who helped produce this program tonight in New York City. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, David Fizikas. And the usual crew out in the hinterlands, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. And, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Do we have any chance we have Bush back? Let's try again. Are you there? Mr. President!
I'm awake.
Yeah, okay. You put on quite a show today in the Rose Garden.
Yeah, it was real good. I answered all the questions again.
Well, that's maybe. I mean,
Mickey, why are you so mean to me? I was listening to your show. You're so mean.
I don't like you.
But see, you're not being fair because you're disassembling everything I say.
Who told you to refer to these frozen embryos as snowflakes?
I was dreaming about pretty snowflakes. And they're pretty snowflake babies.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that you're back off? How do you say it? Off the wagon? On the wagon? I don't. Are you drinking again? Yeah, go ahead. Take your time. I'm not Jeff Gannon. I'm not gonna throw you any softballs. Are you drinking again?
I would say
All right, let me rephrase.
Again.
Let me rephrase the question regarding the snowflakes. Are you snorting again? Maybe.
See, you're rectifying everything, and it's. See, here's the thing about the snowflake babies.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all part of my Social Security package.
I see, and you want to explain that?
By the time those snowflake babies are low seniors,
yeah,
there'll be more solvency.
Uh-huh. And then everything will be solvent.
Right. Because with more people.
Jesus.
You make more people.
Yeah.
There's more money. And then Social Security is more better.
What about North Korea? As long as I've got you on the phone, what about North Korea? You really screwed up there, didn't you?
Well, see, I was talking to the North Korean.
Kim Jong Crazy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That guy with the glasses.
Right, the one with the glasses, yeah.
Yeah.
And
see, five diplomats.
Yeah.
That'll solve everything. Diplomacy.
I see.
So you got to have the diplomacy going there.
But you like militarily better than diplomacily, don't you?
Well, see, if the diplomacy doesn't work, then we'll kill him.
Okay. Are you eating something? I hear rattling in the background.
Condi brought me some candy.
You got candy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is like a bedtime snack for you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She brought me M&Ms.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she tell you about China, other than it was a big country?
They have, China is like, it's big and it's very powerful.
Yeah.
And it's big.
It's like a second grader's report on China. It's just astonishing.
They have Chinese food.
Well, listen, it's awfully late. I know you held on for a long time. It's coming up on 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, that's pretty late. Now you're eating M&Ms, so it means you're going to get a sugar rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be running around the room, and Uncle Dick is going to have to come in and put you to bed. Last question.
Because then I have to hop.
Are you as upset as Uncle Dick is about the Amnesty International report?
It's absurd. It's absurd.
Uh-huh.
Saying that stuff is absurd because this is a great country, and the bad people who hate our freedom blow up stuff.
Mr. President, thanks once again for... joining in.
I gotta hop. Oh wait, no, that's not very presidential. I can't say hop. Catapult the propaganda and
pee
ants, free ants.
We'll talk again, Mr. Bush.
Free ants, all everybody.
All right, we'll talk again, Mr. Bush. Oh Jesus. Thanks for participating tonight. However you did it, even if you're the soon-to-be former president of the United States. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back, okay? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the...
Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your